Have you ever noticed those seemingly mismatched couples where a rather ordinary-looking woman has somehow captivated an extraordinarily attractive man? What if I told you this isn't luck or coincidence, but a specific psychological technique that any woman can master? The secret lies not in physical perfection or personality overhauls, but in understanding the fundamental truth that attraction operates primarily in the mind. This revolutionary approach to desire has been embraced by celebrities like Priyanka Chopra, who once revealed in a Vogue interview that mental connection precedes physical attraction in her relationship with Nick Jonas. Since its publication, this methodology has transformed thousands of relationships, with readers reporting dramatic shifts in how their partners perceive and desire them. The technique works because it taps into primal psychological patterns that neuroscience has only recently begun to understand, the power of directed thought to create emotional resonance between two people. One of the quickest ways to extinguish a man's desire is through neediness, a complaint that consistently ranks in men's top three relationship grievances. The pattern is distressingly common. A woman meets a man, falls for him, and gradually surrenders her independence. She cancels plans with friends, abandons beloved hobbies, and sometimes even sells businesses or homes to accommodate his life. Yet rather than appreciating these sacrifices, men typically respond by emotionally withdrawing. The fundamental paradox is that men pursue independent women but lose interest when those same women become dependent. This creates an unhealthy dynamic where women's lives revolve around men who maintain their boundaries and keep the upper hand. The woman becomes increasingly resentful while the man grows increasingly disinterested. Why does this happen? Men are instinctively drawn to the chase, the pursuit of something just beyond their grasp. When a woman becomes too available, too accommodating, too eager to please, she unwittingly removes the very challenge that made her appealing. It's like handing someone a trophy they haven't earned. It holds little value. The solution isn't complicated, but it requires discipline. Maintain your independence. Continue nurturing your friendships, pursuing your interests, and building your own life story. Stop interrogating him about his whereabouts or monitoring his social media. Instead, create your own experiences worth sharing. When he calls, occasionally be unavailable because you're genuinely engaged in your own activities. Even in long-term relationships, maintaining this healthy separation is crucial. Spontaneity and unpredictability keep desire alive. By following this approach, you'll flip the dynamic. He'll become the one eager for your attention rather than the other way around. The woman who can say, "I'd love to see you Friday, but I already have plans," paradoxically becomes more desirable than the one who's always available. Remember, independence isn't about playing games. It's about genuinely valuing yourself enough to maintain your own identity within a relationship. That authentic self-worth creates an irresistible gravity that pulls him toward you rather than pushing him away. One of the most common relationship killers is pretending to be someone you're not to attract a partner. Men frequently lament that after commitment, their once perfect partner transformed dramatically. The woman who enthusiastically enjoyed sex, football Sundays, and cooking elaborate meals suddenly reveals her true preferences, and they're nothing like what she initially presented. This bait and switch might seem like a clever strategy initially, but it's fundamentally unsustainable. Think of it like crash dieting against your natural metabolism. You might maintain the facade temporarily through sheer willpower, but eventually your authentic self will emerge. When you present a false version of yourself, neither of you can truly know if you'd be compatible in reality. Take Kelly, who pretended to love frequent intimacy to attract her husband, though she actually found it unpleasant. Their marriage deteriorated into a pattern of her avoiding sex while he felt deceived and resentful. Contrast this with another couple who, despite sexual incompatibility, addressed it honestly from the beginning and found workable compromises that sustained their relationship for over 20 years. The deception works both ways, of course. Men often present themselves as endlessly patient, romantic, and fascinated by every detail of your life during courtship. By the time you realize you've fallen for someone different than advertised, someone who falls asleep at 9 p.m. and considers Denny's a date night, you're already emotionally invested. Women tend to be more forgiving of these transformations because we often love men for their inner qualities, while men's attraction remains more visually oriented. The truth is that relationships built on false pretenses create mutual resentment. He feels deceived, while you feel burdened by expectations you never wanted to fulfill. The solution is simple but challenging. Be authentically yourself from the beginning. Yes, put your best foot forward, but make sure it's actually your foot. If he doesn't appreciate the real you, your actual interests, desires, and boundaries, then he's not the right partner, regardless of how attractive or successful he might be. Authentic connection creates the foundation for lasting desire. When a man desires you for who you genuinely are, that desire has staying power because it's anchored in reality rather than illusion. When relationships begin, women typically invest significant effort in their appearance, carefully monitoring their diet, spending hours on grooming, and selecting flattering outfits. Yet, after months or years together, many women stop prioritizing these habits. The transformation can be dramatic, from meticulous preparation for every date to barely showering before bed. This isn't about conforming to unrealistic beauty standards or pleasing men at the expense of your comfort. Rather, it's about continuing to value yourself enough to maintain the self-care practices you once considered important. Think about the effort you invested early in your relationship, the careful grooming, thoughtful outfit selection, and attention to physical wellness. If you've abandoned these practices, you're sending a powerful message about how much you value yourself and your relationship. Consider Mary, who refuses to spend money on herself despite her husband's encouragement. Meanwhile, he's improving his own appearance, possibly preparing for a future with someone else. The pattern is clear. Men rarely leave women who maintain their self-care, look their best, smell pleasant, and desire intimacy regularly. This isn't superficial. It's a reflection of self-respect that others naturally respond to. Weight gain doesn't happen overnight, and neither does its reversal. Don't berate yourself for changes that have already occurred. Instead, start a sustainable routine to gradually improve your physical wellness. The goal isn't perfection, but progression. Your partner will notice not just the physical changes, but also the renewed confidence and energy that accompany them. Even with limited financial resources, you can invest in your appearance. Simple practices like regular exercise, basic skincare, and maintaining well-fitting, clean clothes make a significant difference. These aren't frivolous indulgences, but investments in your well-being and relationship health. Remember that the confidence that comes from feeling your best is magnetic. When you feel good about yourself, that positive energy radiates outward, making you more attractive regardless of your objective physical attributes. Self-care isn't selfish. It's a fundamental expression of self-worth that forms the foundation for healthy relationships. Men eventually tune out women who constantly criticize, hearing only an indistinct blah, blah, blah instead of actual words. What women consider constructive feedback, men often interpret as relentless nagging. This communication breakdown creates a cycle of frustration where women feel ignored while men feel attacked. Consider my friends Kathy and Lynn. Kathy criticizes Lynn incessantly, his table manners, cooking technique, clothing choices, even his storytelling ability. Yet she remains oblivious to this pattern, insisting they adore each other despite the obvious tension. Lynn's response is emotional withdrawal, turning his resentment inward rather than confronting her directly. Their relationship exemplifies how criticism erodes connection over time. Women often develop this critical habit through child rearing, where micromanagement keeps children safe. But when does a woman transform from lover to keeper? At what point does guidance become control? Men consistently report that nagging makes them deliberately do the opposite of what's requested, a childish response, perhaps, but a common one nonetheless. Here's what men rarely admit but deeply feel. They don't typically cheat solely for physical attraction. They leave for women who make them feel valued rather than criticized. The new partner initially focuses exclusively on positive qualities, though she'll likely develop the same irritations eventually. The difference is in the early approach, appreciation before criticism. Try this experiment. Find something positive to say to your partner several times daily. Compliment his appearance, acknowledge his efforts, or express gratitude for something he's done. This isn't manipulation, but a conscious shift in focus from what's wrong to what's right. Even the most stubborn man responds to genuine appreciation. When issues need addressing, timing and approach matter tremendously. A gentle suggestion during a relaxed moment receives a different reception than criticism delivered during stress. Frame concerns as requests rather than complaints. I'd love it if you could, rather than you never. This subtle shift preserves his dignity while increasing the likelihood of positive change. Remember that men, like women, want to feel competent and respected. Criticism, however well-intentioned, undermines that fundamental need. By consciously shifting your communication style toward appreciation and gentle guidance, you create an environment where both connection and growth can flourish. True beauty radiates from within. It's more about inner spirit than physical features. I witnessed this principle vividly through my friend Anna, who suffered an emotional breakdown after abandoning her business and home to marry Tom. In the hospital, this vibrant mid-40s woman who normally looked years younger suddenly appeared to be in her late 60s. Her inner light had dimmed dramatically, transforming her appearance more profoundly than any physical change could have. While genetics certainly influence physical appearance, the most captivating women emit a distinctive radiance that comes from their love of life, not just careful grooming. This isn't about perfect features, but about the energy you project, a combination of confidence, warmth, and authentic presence that draws others towards you instinctively. Self-love forms the foundation of this magnetic quality. Not narcissism or self-absorption, but a genuine honoring of yourself as your own primary caregiver. You've learned to comfort yourself, ensure your safety, and provide for your needs. While it's wonderful to have someone to lean on, your relationship with yourself must remain sacred and inviolable. Developing your inner spirit involves recognizing the universal energy that flows through all living things. This energy can be directed to heal, reverse aging, and attract what you desire. Before implementing specific techniques for attracting men, accept some responsibility for past relationship challenges. This isn't about blame, but about acknowledging your power to create different outcomes. Practical ways to cultivate inner beauty include spending time in quiet reflection daily, connecting with your authentic self, practicing gratitude for your unique qualities and experiences, engaging in activities that bring you genuine joy and fulfillment, surrounding yourself with people who appreciate and support your growth, speaking to yourself with the same kindness you would offer a beloved friend. As you build this foundation of self-love and inner radiance, you become naturally more attractive, not just to potential partners, but to everyone you encounter. The paradox is that when you're truly content within yourself, you become irresistible to others. This foundation of self-improvement creates a magnetic field around you that draws people in effortlessly. Practical ways to cultivate inner beauty include spending time in quiet reflection daily, connecting with your authentic self, practicing gratitude for your unique qualities and experiences, engaging in activities that bring you genuine joy and fulfillment, surrounding yourself with people who appreciate and support your growth, speaking to yourself with the same kindness you would offer a beloved friend. As you build this foundation of self-love and inner radiance, you become naturally more attractive, not just to potential partners, but to everyone you encounter. The paradox is that when you're truly content within yourself, you become irresistible to others. This foundation of self-improvement creates a magnetic field around you that draws people in effortlessly. Remember that inner beauty doesn't fade with age or circumstance. It actually deepens and becomes more compelling over time. By focusing first on your relationship with yourself, you create the perfect conditions for attracting and maintaining passionate connection with others. Infidelity shatters more than trust. It demolishes self-esteem. When a partner cheats, women often assume responsibility for the betrayal, questioning what they did wrong or how they failed to be enough. This misplaced guilt compounds the pain of the original betrayal. The aftermath follows a predictable pattern, remembering only the good times, crying to melancholy songs, feeling the emptiness of the vacant side of the bed, and seeing happy couples everywhere while believing you'll never find love again. This tunnel vision distorts reality, making reconciliation seem like the only path to happiness. While I don't subscribe to the absolutist view that once a cheater, always a cheater, we've all lied but aren't permanent liars, I understand the psychology behind infidelity. Consider my friend whose husband completely ignored her despite her repeated pleas for attention, a form of emotional abandonment that can be more damaging to self-esteem than outright cheating. She eventually sought connection elsewhere, which shocked me at the time but now makes psychological sense. Women cheat almost as frequently as men, though often for different reasons, emotional neglect rather than purely physical attraction. I don't condone infidelity from either partner, but when someone repeatedly begs for their needs to be met and is consistently ignored, responsibility for the relationship's decline must be shared. Emotional abandonment is a form of betrayal that rarely receives the same condemnation as physical cheating, yet its impact can be equally devastating. If your partner has a history of infidelity, deleting his number is generally wiser than attempting reconciliation. The patterns that led to betrayal typically persist unless addressed through significant personal growth and professional help. However, if you're determined to rebuild the relationship, the techniques you'll learn can give you unprecedented influence, creating such intense desire that his attention remains firmly focused on you. The most important aspect of healing from betrayal is reclaiming your sense of worth. Whether you choose to leave or stay, recognize that his choices reflect his character, not your value. By rebuilding your self-image independent of his validation, you create the foundation for either a healthier relationship with him or the strength to find fulfillment elsewhere. Consider the liberating perspective that if it's meant to happen, it will happen. This outlook offers freedom from obsessing over outcomes you can't control. While you naturally want a man who desires you deeply, sometimes you must prepare the conditions, then release attachment to specific results. I've experienced relationships I desperately tried to preserve, only to discover later that their ending was actually beneficial. Sometimes the universe is screaming, "Stop the insanity and leave already," but we can't hear it through our tears and attachment. One particularly painful relationship left me so diminished that I made my partner my lord and master, a degrading situation that damaged my sense of self. His departure, which devastated me at the time, ultimately became one of the greatest gifts I've ever received. For a man to want you intensely, paradoxically, you must not appear desperate to keep him. Consider my friend Marie, whose boyfriend ended their relationship after she became increasingly clingy. The night he broke things off, she humiliated herself by literally clinging to his leg as he dragged her through a hotel lobby. Rather than making him reconsider, this desperate display became his lasting memory of her, a cautionary tale he shared with friends. Interestingly, this same man later begged and cried when a different woman who projected indifference ended their relationship. In relationships, maintaining a certain poker face prevents others from exploiting your vulnerability. Being cool and confident, rather than emotionally volatile, creates intrigue and respect. The more you practice emotional self-containment, the more natural it becomes. This isn't about suppressing genuine feelings, but about managing their expression strategically. This not giving a damn attitude must be cultivated with sincerity. Men can detect fakeness instantly. It's about genuinely opening yourself to all possibilities rather than fixating on one outcome. What if your true love isn't your ex, but someone waiting for you while you're busy obsessing over someone who doesn't appreciate you? Remember that women hold tremendous power in the early stages of relationships. They just often fail to recognize or utilize it. By practicing emotional detachment with authenticity, you create space for genuine connection to develop naturally. This approach isn't about manipulation, but about creating healthy boundaries that make you more, not less, attractive. The most powerful tool for creating desire isn't physical, but mental. Your brain and visualization skills can create an irresistible attraction that transcends conventional methods. This technique works regardless of your appearance or personality, making any man think about you whenever you choose. This exercise creates a connection that operates on multiple levels: conscious, subconscious, and energetic. The speed of results depends entirely on your intention and concentration power. Like swinging a hammer, your impact depends on the force you apply. Sometimes results appear instantaneously, while other times they may take several days, depending on your focus intensity, the subject's receptivity, or whether the connection serves your highest good. The process works because thoughts are energy forms that can be directed toward others with immediate effect. When you visualize connecting with someone, you're creating an energetic bridge between your consciousness and theirs. They receive these impressions as emotions, sudden thoughts about you, or inexplicable desires to reach out. These exercises should be approached playfully. Perfectionism only creates resistance. Maintain that "I don't give a damn about the outcome" attitude while practicing. The techniques cannot fail because they utilize universal energy combined with the power of directed thought. You don't need special psychic abilities, just concentration, desire to connect, and consistent practice. The visualization process begins with relaxation. Lie comfortably on your back with hands at your sides and head slightly elevated. Take deep breaths to fully relax your body. Enter a state of mental receptivity by repeating "I am relaxed" or "deeper" in your mind, releasing your conscious mind and engaging your more powerful subconscious. Visualize your subject clearly, seeing him standing about 50 feet away. Call his name 3 times mentally to engage his energy field. Don't worry if visualization isn't perfect. Your intention creates the connection regardless. You may experience physical sensations like chills or spontaneous yawning when connecting successfully. Next, imagine him walking toward you and looking into your eyes. Touch him intimately, his face, lips, chest, stomach, using all your senses. Engage fully as if he were physically present. Kiss him, breathe in his essence, and caress his entire body while whispering your desires. Make him tell you how much he wants you, loves you, and can't live without you. This exercise, when done properly, creates an experience as intense as physical intimacy. The man will contact you within hours or days, consumed with thoughts of you. Practice for only 5 to 10 minutes daily, especially when you strongly desire connection. Once mastered, you can perform this visualization anywhere, even while driving or in public spaces. When finished, release him with affirmative messages like "you will always want me" or "no other woman can satisfy you completely." His subconscious will respond to these suggestions, creating a powerful attraction that makes him think of you constantly. Beyond the basic visualization method, several advanced techniques can intensify your connection with any man. These approaches work whether you're trying to rekindle desire with an existing partner, attract someone new, or practice your skills with friends. If you don't currently have a specific man in your life, you can use these techniques to attract one effortlessly. You can create intense desire in someone across a room, regardless of your appearance or whether you're his type. Simply notice someone who catches your attention, observing enough details to focus on him without staring obviously. Then, in your mind, call out, "Hey, you," to get his energetic attention. Visualize him standing before you, looking into your eyes as you connect with him intimately through the same visualization process described earlier. This works wonderfully on friends, coworkers, or acquaintances who haven't previously noticed you romantically. The key is to fully engage all your senses. Don't just see the interaction, but feel, taste, and smell it as well. This multi-sensory approach creates a more powerful, energetic impression. For practice purposes, try these techniques with open-minded friends. Tell them about what you're learning and ask if they're willing to receive messages from you. Use the visualization method to call their subconscious mind, but instead of romantic content, simply send specific thoughts or images. Have them report what they experienced afterward, providing valuable feedback on your connection abilities. Be cautious, however. Once something is placed in another person's mind, it's difficult to remove. Sexual messages sent to friends might permanently alter their feelings toward you, so stick to neutral communication when practicing with platonic friends. You can arrange specific times to send messages to test effectiveness. Sometimes messages remain dormant until the recipient's guard drops. After a breakup with an angry ex-boyfriend who had emotionally closed himself off, I sent loving messages that didn't work immediately. But when his defenses finally lowered, all my previous attempts reached him simultaneously, overwhelming him with feelings for me. The intensity of your emotional investment directly impacts results. Your breathing and physical responses should intensify during the exercise. If you become emotionally or physically aroused, he will experience similar reactions. One passionate attempt produces more powerful results than 10 half-hearted ones. You can even perform a brief mini version while driving or standing behind someone in a public place. The technique works regardless of physical appearance or conventional attractiveness. He will desire you based on the energetic connection you've established rather than visual assessment alone. For those interested in exploring further, an alternative approach involves creating a vivid image of your desired person while relaxed, then visualizing yourself stepping outside your body and into theirs. From within their energy field, you can influence their thoughts about you and create attraction while looking at yourself through their perspective. While effective, this method requires careful practice as it involves more direct energetic engagement. The most effective time to practice these visualizations is right before sleep, when your subconscious mind is most receptive and your conscious defenses are lowered. With consistent practice, you'll develop the ability to create powerful connections that transform your relationships completely.